Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. Today's message is the third in a series I'm doing on Andrew Wakefield's book called Callous Disregard, and very interesting story. So I'll pick up where I left off. The uproar surrounding Wakefield concerns a paper that was published in The Lancet in 1998. I've read the paper many times. In fact, I've used it in writing and speaking on autism during the last several years, and inadvertently, I probably contributed to Wakefield's problems. Being extremely familiar with the paper, I'm convinced, as is Wakefield, and he says this many times during the book, that most of his critics have not actually read the paper. The paper in question reported the stories of 12 children who were referred to the Royal Free in the 1990s and whose parents reported that the children began behavioral regression after the MMR vaccine and experienced accompanying bowel disorders. In fact, all of the children resembled the children described by Haller in 1908. That was, I mentioned that yesterday, this child disintegrative disorder. It's clearly stated in the paper that it is a case series, which by definition describes the experience of a single patient or a group of patients. The purpose of case series is that they may eventually lead to new areas of research by proposing new hypotheses. Case series do not establish cause and effect relationships. An example of how a case series was useful in leading to research that established causation is when doctors began observing babies born without limbs in the same hospital and noticed that both mothers took thalidomide. This led to research which eventually did establish a cause and effect relationship between thalidomide and birth defects. So it's a case series does not try to prove a hypothesis, it's an observation. And interestingly enough, the case series about thalidomide was published in the same journal that published the article by Wakefield that's caused all this fuss. There are distinguishing characteristics of a case series, one of which is that there is no inclusion or exclusion criteria and no control group required. However, this paper of Wakefield's did actually reference controls. Consistent with a case series, the Lancet paper did not state that the children had a named disorder. No outcome was predicted. No causal association was claimed. In fact, the paper states, quote, "We did not prove an association between measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine and the syndrome described," end of quote. One of the criticisms of the paper was that the study was not an appropriate way to test the hypothesis that the MMR vaccine caused autism. Well, there wasn't any hypothesis, and no connection was made, so it's clear that those making this claim either have not read the paper or they don't understand what a case series is. The allegations against Wakefield include that he failed to disclose that he was being paid by a law firm to consult on cases filed by the parents of vaccine-damaged children, and that the purpose of the research was to gather data to facilitate litigation. It's hard to know where to even start to refute this based on the record because it represents such a series of misstatements. But we'll start with the fact that the children were referred to the Royal Free not by lawyers, nor were they referred for research purposes. They were referred by their pediatricians to gastroenterologists because of their bowel symptoms. None of the parents of these children were involved in litigation at the time of the referral, nor at the time of the publication of the article. It is true that Wakefield was acting as a consultant to a law firm representing vaccine-injured children, whose superiors at the Royal Free knew about it, the editor of The Lancet knew about it. There was quite a bit of information in the press at the time. It wasn't a secret, and excerpts from documents and communication with all of these individuals prove it. So I'm going to stop there, and we'll pick up this very interesting saga tomorrow. And again, the book is Callous Disregard by Andrew Wakefield. That's all for now, and have a great day.